بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد. And we begin this morning seeking the aid and the assistance of Allah alone, and seeking His help subhanahu wa ta'ala in His pleasure. Reading from the chapter Babu Qawli Allahi Ta'ala أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا. الآية. The author, he mentioned the chapter which he has entitled the chapter The Statement of Allah the Most High. أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Do they worship besides Allah that which does not create anything whatsoever, but rather they themselves are created? وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا, and they are not able to help them. They are not able to help them whatsoever. And the author, he says, الآية, and he meaning until the end of the ayah. And the ayah continues, وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنْصُرُونَ. وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنْصُرُونَ. Do they worship besides Allah that which does not create anything whatsoever, but rather they themselves are created? And they cannot help them whatsoever, nor can they even help their own selves. Nor can they even help their own selves. So we see that what has proceeded from the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, in many chapters that we have read previously, the clarification of many different types and aspects of a shirk, and all of those aspects of shirk that has preceded, that the author, he has discussed with detail and with evidence from the book and from the sunnah and from the narrations of the tabi'een and the likes, all of that was related to bringing about benefit, seeking to bring about benefit, or to remove or prohibit harm, to bring about benefit or to remove or to prohibit harm. And we see that the author, he had discussed the issue of at-tabarruk, and he has clarified that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who bestows the blessing upon whom He wills, in a manner He wills, in an amount that He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-barakatu biyadihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that blessing is in His hand. The blessing and the goodness is in His hand. Likewise, the removing of harm and hardship, or to be protected from the ayn, or from other evils and dangers, and from the jinn, and so on and so forth. That Allah, He is the only one who can protect from harm. And likewise, the author, he mentioned the issue of slaughtering. This must only be for the sake of Allah alone, and also taking oaths. Another, and likewise the author, he mentioned the issue of al-isti'adha wal-isti'atha, and we discussed these issues and all of these affairs. They're related to trying to bring about good and benefit, and or trying to be protected from harm. And now the author here, he says, after these chapters that which has preceded Babu Qawli Allahi Ta'ala, the chapter, the statement of Allah, the Most High, and he has entitled that, the name of this chapter is the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Do they associate partners, or are they worshipping besides Allah that which does not create anything, and they themselves are created? وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنْصُرُونَ, and they are not able to aid them or help them whatsoever. And even in their idols and their gods that they worship besides Allah, they're not able to help them, any of those who worship them whatsoever. Rather, they can't even help their own selves. So here, it's as if the author is clarifying to the people and saying with regards to those who have fallen into that shirk that has proceeded from those who slaughter for other than Allah, And for those who make al-istighatha, what isti'adha, what isti'ana with other than Allah, and those who make tabarruk and the likes, and they seek blessing from other than Allah, or they seek to be protected from harm and danger from other than Allah. It's like he's saying, are you doing all of this? You're using the string, or you're taking blessing from the tree, or you're seeking refuge with the jinn. All of this and all of these things, are you worshipping them besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they do not create anything, and they themselves are created? And if this is from the best or the most clear of clarifications for the obligation of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla to be worshipped alone, that He is the creator and everything besides Him is created. أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا. Do they worship besides Allah that which does not create anything? Meaning the one who is worthy of worship alone, he is the one who has created all things. So we see that there is the creator and then there is the creation. And the creator, he is the one who is worthy of worship. And he is the one who is alive and he never dies. And he is the one who feeds and he is not fed. هُوَ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. And he does not ask for provision from the people, whether he does not need anything. هُوَ الْغَانِي سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. But everything besides him is creation, is from his creation. Everything that exists besides him, سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى, is from his creation. He has created it. And also, so we have al-Khaliq and we have al-Makhluq. So we have the creator and we have the creation. And everything that is in existence in this life, this is from the creation of Allah. And Allah, He is the one who has brought it into existence. And Allah, He is the one who has provided for its life. And Allah, Azza wa Jal, He is the one who has given it shape and form. And without Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, that thing cannot exist whatsoever. So we have Al-Khaliq, and then we have Al-Makhluq. And we have Al-Raziq, and then we have Al-Marzuq. And then we have Al-Rabb Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and then we have Al-Marbub. So everything besides the Lord, everything besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Marbub. It is sustained and it is provided for, Marzuq. It has been provided for and its sustenance is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah has created it, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So therefore, how could you worship something that is not, and that thing itself cannot create anything, not even a fly. And that thing itself cannot create anything, not even a fly. So then the one who has ar-rububiyyah, and the one who has al-asma al-husna wa sifat al-ulya, this is the one who is worthy of worship alone. So in this chapter, the author, he is clarifying, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the proof for tawheed al-ibadah, ووجوب إخلاص العبادة لله وحده سبحانه وتعالى, the obligation of worshipping Allah alone. And this is clarified in many manners and with many different evidences. And التوحيد له براهين عديدة, and the توحيد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, it has many, many evidences and proofs. And from the greatest evidence and proofs of the توحيد, for the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for His right to be worshipped alone without any partners, is His Lordship Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that He has created all things and that He has provided and sustained all things, and everything is under His command and authority, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and He is in charge and He disposes of the affair, and everything, it has been given its shape and its form by Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is from His Rububiyyah and His Lordship. And also, this is a clarification and indication of His high and lofty attributes, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, of perfection that have no deficiency in them whatsoever. So therefore, understanding this issue, my noble brothers and sisters, Barakallahu fikum, the Lordship or the Rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Asma al-Husna wa Sifat al-Uliya, this is from the greatest evidences and proofs that He is the only one who is worthy of worship. أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا. Do you worship besides Allah that which does not create anything, and it itself is created? ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا, and it's not able to help them whatsoever, ولا أنفسهم ينصرون, and they can't even help themselves. So we see here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in is the affair in many of the verses in his book, he clarifies his obligation to be worshipped by the fact that he has ar-rububiyya subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the fact that he has the most beautiful names and attributes, lofty and high attributes of perfection without any deficiency whatsoever, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is the one who's worthy of worship, that he is the one who is worthy of worship. And like this, Allah Azza wa Jal, he has opened his book and he has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah in the same manner and using the same evidence for his right to be worshipped, and he has called all mankind, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, O mankind, worship your Lord. Here we have the command for worship. And after this, Allah clarifies the proof and evidence for that, and the burhan, dalil, على وجوب هذه العبادة له سبحانه وتعالى الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم, the one who created you and the one who created those before you, so that you may be righteous and pious. So we see that the one who creates, so this is Allah. Allah هو الخالق. Allah, he is the creator. So therefore, he is the one who's worthy of worship. And everything besides him is created. He has created it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has originated and brought it into existence. Therefore, these things are not worthy of worship because they are in need of the creator, and they are in need of the provider, and they are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exist and to be in existence. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, the one who's worthy of worship is the creator, and everything else that is from the creation is not worthy of worship, and the worship of that thing is in falsehood. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified this issue in many verses in his book, but we just read some of them. Also in Surah Al-An'am, Allah azza wa jal, he mentioned many of the proofs of ar-rububiyya and his lordship, and that he has created, and that he subhanahu wa ta'ala, فارق الحب والنوى, and that he brings out the life from the dead, وفارق الإصباح وجعل الليل سكنة, all the way into the end of the verses on this page and in this context. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, بديع السماوات والأرض أنى يكون له ولد ولم تكن له صاحبة خلق كل شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل. الله أكبر. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he says, he is the originator of the heavens and the earth, بديع السماوات والأرض. How can he have children when he has no wife? He created all things, and he is the all-knower of everything. Such is Allah. ذلكم الله ربكم. This is, such is Allah, your Lord. لا إله إلا هو. There is nothing who has the right to be worshipped but Him, the Creator of all things. خالق كل شيء فاعبدوا. The Creator of all things, so worship Him alone. خالق كل شيء فاعبدوا. He is the Creator of all things, then you must worship Him alone. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٍ. And he is the wakil and the trustee and disposer of the affairs and the guardian over all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see again that he is the creator of all things, and he is the one who is worthy of worship. So anything that is created is weak and deficient and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although Allah azza wa jal, al-khaliq, he is al-qawi, he is strong, al-aziz, the mighty. He does not need anyone, al-ghani, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ghani wal-hamid. He is praiseworthy, and he is free of need of all of his creation. And he is alive, and he never dies, and he is self-sufficient. And he abides in his life by himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-qayyum. So therefore, he's the one who's worthy of worship. These are from the most clearest of evidences and proofs. So then we say to them again, those people who make tabarruk with the trees, or those people who wear strings or amulets to have protection from jinn and from the ayn, or from those people who slaughter for the jinn to be protected from them, or from those people who make isti'adha with the jinn, or with the graves and the people in the graves, or they make isti'atha with the mashayikh and the people of misguidance and with the people in the graves. Likewise, we say to them, do you worship besides Allah Azza wa Jalla that which does not create anything and itself is created, and that which is not able to help you whatsoever, rather it can't even help itself, and it, does this even make sense? We see that Tawheed al-Ibadah, it has many evidences, as I mentioned before, and we have read so far some of the al-adilla al-naqliya, some of the evidences that are transmitted to us in the Book of Allah. And likewise, there are al-adilla al-aqliya, the intellectual evidences as well, that indicate the obligation of this Tawheed. And from them is looking into the creation and knowing that everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created. And everything in this creation, it has to have a creator. And everything that has provision, it's being provided for, and it has the shape and its form, there is something has created it. This is Allah. Some has given it a shape. This is Allah. Therefore, He is the one who's worthy of worship. The one that is created itself is not worthy of worship. The one that is created itself is in need of the Creator. And the one who is created itself is in need of the Creator to provide for it and to maintain it and to aid it and to help it. So therefore, it is not worthy of worship. أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُوا شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ Allahu Akbar. Naam. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in Surah An-Nahl, and He has mentioned similar verses like this to clarify that the Creator and the one who has created all things, He is the one who's worthy of worship, not anything from the creation. And this is the deen of Tawheed, the deen of Al-Islam, Ibadatul Khaliq. Ibadatul Khaliqi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship the Creator. وَتَرُكُ عِبَادَةِ الْمَخْلُقِينَ, and to leave off the worship of the creation. And to leave off the worship of the creation. The only one worthy of worship is Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. بَدِيعُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. In Surah An-Nahl, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. He said, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, is the one who creates like the one who does not create? Will you not remember? Or will you not receive admonition? Will you not reflect and remember and benefit from this? Does the one, أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ, is the one who creates like the one who does not create? Of course not. Of course not. Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who created the heavens and the earth and the sun and the stars and the sea and the fish inside the sea and all of the different plant life and all of the different insects and the things that we know and that we don't know, the things that live on the earth and the things that live inside the earth and the things that live in the trees and the things that live in the skies and all different types of life and creation that Allah has created. Is the one who created all of this like the one who does not create whatsoever? Of course not. Of course not. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala ma yakurun. Yeah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the Creator and He's the only one who's worthy of worship. He's the only one who's worthy of worship. Likewise, also in Surah An-Nahl, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. And in many verses in the same manner, Allah, He says, those whom they call on besides Allah, yani in supplication, in dua, in worship, they do not create anything whatsoever, yet they themselves are created. Yet they themselves are created. So we see from the clarification of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Ibadah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyah, that Allah alone, He's the one who's worthy of worship. From the greatest clarification of this is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah wa Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat, the Tawheed of the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that He is the Creator and Sustainer and Provider of all things, and He is the one who is disposing of the affairs of His creation and of His kingdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the manner that He wills, and that is in the best manner, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And likewise, He has the attributes of perfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore He is the one who is worthy of worship. But also, barakallahu fikum, the ulama, they mention and clarify as well, that from the signs or from the evidences and proofs that indicate the obligation of a Tawheed and the beauty also as well of a Tawheed is to look into the creation and to understand the attributes of the creation and those whom are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. So whenever we look at the attributes of the Creator and their perfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we understand his right to be worshipped. And whenever we look into the attributes of the human beings, or of the people, or of the idols, or of the things that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal, it's very clear that they are not worthy of worship. And Allah, he's clarifying some of these traits in this verse here. And he says, أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Do they associate partners, or they worship something besides Allah that does not create anything? So this one, he does not have the ability to create. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather, وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. But rather, they are created themselves. So these are two characteristics of those things that are worshipped besides Allah. And this is general for everything that is worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything that is taken as an idol or a god and that is worshipped and besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we see that these are the characteristics and traits of those ma'budat, al-batila, that they do not create anything, that they do not have the ability to create anything. They do not have the ability to create anything whatsoever. And whatever they have been able to invent and the likes like this, this is all by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by his idhn al-kawni subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these things, they cannot create anything. They cannot, not even a dhubaba, not even a fly. Not even a fly. وَلَوَا اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if they all got together to do it, they're not able to even create a fly. So then this is a clear sign of their weakness and their deficiency. And then even to go into more detail, Allah, he says, وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. But rather they are created. But rather they themselves are created. Those things that they worship besides Allah, no matter what it may be, rather they themselves are created. No matter how noble that object of worship may be, even if it's from the noblest of angels or from the noblest of messengers and prophets, عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ جَمِيعًا, then this is the attribute of them likewise, that they do not create anything and they themselves are created. So the one who cannot create anything, then he has deficiency in his ability. He has a deficiency in his ability. This deficiency in ability and in qudra is an indication that that thing is not worthy of worship. And likewise, the fact that it is created and brought into existence, then also this is an indication that it's not worthy of worship. So whatever is brought into existence, also it has to be provided for. Also it has to be nourished and it has to be sustained. And its existence has to be maintained. And this also is a deficiency and a need. And the one who has this deficiency and need of other than itself is not worthy of worship. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also clarified. So that's the second trait. The first one, they do not create anything. They don't have the ability to create. And the second one is that they themselves are created. And then the third trait that Allah mentioned about the things that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal, وَلَا يَسْتَثِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا, and they are not able to help them. And if their gods or their false gods that they worship besides Allah cannot even help them. And if they call on them, they cannot even help them. And if they seek their aid and support, they can't even help them. And these gods that they call in besides Allah, these things they worship besides Allah, they're from the creation of Allah, and they're under the command of Allah and the decree of Allah. And then, likewise, not only can they are not able to help the ones who worship them, وَلَا أَنفُسُهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ, and they are also not even able to help their own selves. So they are not able to help those whom they worship, nor are they able to help their own selves, to help their own selves. So we see the author, he has mentioned this chapter in a beautiful manner, in this way, and he has entitled it in this manner with the title here is a verse from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, to clarify the chapters that have preceded and to be as an evidence and a proof for everything that which has preceded, that all the things that those people that have been mentioned in the previous chapters, they're seeking blessing or seeking aid and support or seeking to bring about benefit from other than Allah, or they are afraid and they seek to remove harm or to prohibit evil by way of other than Allah, then we say to them this verse here, أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُوا شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَفِئُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ. So this is the clearest evidence, and this is an evidence that indicates from the text, and it's a dalil al-naqli. And also what it's calling one to do is to use the aql and to use the mind. So there's also a dalil al-aqli, that would you think about this? This doesn't even make sense that somebody would worship something and devote itself to it and seek protection by way of it and seek to bring about benefit by way of it, and itself is not able to create anything. and itself is brought into creation, and it can't even help whatsoever the one who worships it or calls on it. And it's under the command of Allah and His decree, and it can't even aid Himself whatsoever. So therefore it is deficient and weak, just like the rest of the creation. Therefore it does not deserve to be worshipped. Everything that is created or in the creation is not worthy of worship. Rather, the one who is worthy of worship is the Creator. And this is what the author, he's establishing in this chapter. And we will continue, inshallah, to read the evidences that he has mentioned to clarify the details of this issue in the next class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.